This is Radio Nepal, Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 8 people killed in an accident in Palpa district. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for today, postponed. And Antarctic outpost hit by COVID-19 outbreak. Now, the news in detail. At least 8 people have been killed when a bus skidded off the road and fell approximately 60 metres at Lagua of Ribdikot Rural Municipality 2 in Palpa district today. Police said 8 injured people have been sent to a hospital in Tansen. The identity of the deceased is yet to be established. The police and the local have launched a rescue operation. The accident took place at around 10:30 a.m. The ill-fated bus was headed to Reedy from Butuwal. The meeting of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament scheduled for today, has been postponed. The parliament secretariat has stated the meeting was scheduled to be held at 1 p.m. today and it has been postponed till January 6th. A notice issued by parliament secretariat's secretary general Bharat Raj Gautam states that the meeting has been put off due to special reason. The meeting of the Parliamentary Business Advisory Committee called for today has also been postponed. Today's closed session of the CPN Maoist Centre is scheduled to decide the Central Committee. Before the commencement of this closed session, a meeting of the Standing Committee has been held to discuss the issue of making the Central Committee unanimous, including inclusive names from different provinces. Today's closed session will try to reach a consensus for the selection of central members, and if that is not possible, the Central Committee will decide through the voting process. The General Convention will select the Central Committee, while the Politburo, the Standing Committee and the Office Bearers will be selected by the Central Committee. Likewise, the Maoist Centre has stated that the selection of Politburo, Standing Committee and Office Bearers will be made based on inclusive principle. 90% of children in Humla have received the Moderna vaccine against coronavirus. In collaboration with the health office, all the 7 local levels have completed the work of vaccinating the school children. According to Man Bahadur Rokaya, a cold chain assistant at health office, 90.61% of the children between the ages of 12 to 17 have been vaccinated against COVID-19. A total of 5,497 children of that age group of the municipality have been vaccinated through 61 vaccination centres. Similarly, a campaign will soon be launched to vaccinate the children of Nekpa Gaon in Chongkheli Rural Municipality 1 and 5 in the southern region. Likewise, the Jorayal Rural Municipality of Doti District has started vaccinating students against coronavirus at the school itself. ANM at the Area Health Office, Garchera Vidya Bhandari, said the vaccination had started for the students in the age group of 12 to 17 studying in all the schools in the municipality. The government has decided to vaccinate all the students as most of the school students are at risk of coronavirus. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was 4.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 16.7 degrees Celsius today. Currently, the westerly wind has a general effect on the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Flight cancellations in the United States have hit a new peak in the Christmas season hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic and bad weather. Air traffic site FlightAware reported nearly 4,400 flights around the world were cancelled on Saturday, more than 2,500 of them in the United States. Airlines have been struggling with the staffing problems, with crew quarantining after contracting COVID-19. Adding to travelers' woes, heavy snow has hit the central United States. The United States is facing a surge in COVID cases powered by the Omicron variant. A Belgian scientific research station in Antarctica is dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. despite workers being fully vaccinated and based in one of the world's remotest regions. Since 14th December, at least 16 of the 25 workers at the Princess Elizabeth Polar Station have caught the virus. Officials say cases remain mild so far. Staff arriving at the station must be vaccinated and tested for the virus. It isn't the first time research station in Antarctica have been affected by a coronavirus outbreak. Last year, several Chilean military personnel based at Bernardo O'Higgins Research Station were infected after sailors on a supply ship tested positive for the virus. Fireworks have killed three people and injured scores of others in Europe, despite bans being in place against their use. Local media reported in the Netherlands a 12-year-old boy was killed and another seriously injured watching an adult set off a homemade device. In Germany, a 37-year-old man was killed in a fireworks explosion on New Year's Eve in the western town of Hennef. German news agency DPA reported that there were several people injured in incidents around Germany. Both the Netherlands and Germany banned the sale of fireworks over the New Year period because of the coronavirus pandemic. In Austria, there were also several incidents, including one in which a 23-year-old man was killed returning to a firework that did not detonate. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Eight people killed in an accident in Palpa district. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for today postponed. And Antarctic outpost hit by COVID-19 outbreak. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.